I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Sarah Shord was released earlier this month after being jailed by Iran for more than a year. She was one of three American hikers detained by Iranian border guards in July of 2009 after allegedly crossing over illegally from northern Iraq. Her fiancé, Shane Bauer, and their friend, Josh Vital, now remain in jail in Iran. All three were held in prison for much of the past year. She herself was in solitary confinement. Now Sarah Shord is lobbying on behalf of Bauer and Vital. Today she spoke to us, together with the two young men's mothers, Laura Vital and Cindy Hickey. Earlier, the three women had given an interview to the BBC's Persian television. That interview will air in Iran. Sarah Shord told us it's important to reach out to the Iranian people.
I want them to know the whole story from my lips. I think it's an incredible opportunity for me to really assuage all of the doubts that might still be lingering. I don't just want to be the voice of the facts or the truth, although I do think that's very important, but I really want to be the voice of a real human being that is one of three that has been put through this ordeal. And I want to reach out to the Iranian people, as I have to the government and religious leaders, and just emphasize again and again that this is a humanitarian issue where people, something very unfortunate happened to us and is ongoing, is anything but over.
Was that similar to the sentiments that you expressed when you met last week with President Ahmadinejad of Iran when he was at the UN General Assembly? I know you met with him as well.
Yes, I did. And I was very thankful for that meeting. He spoke a lot to my mother, and he was very concerned about her health, and he congratulated us. But he also listened very carefully to what I had to say about who I was and why I came to the Middle East, that I was teaching Iraqi and Palestinian refugees, Syrian nationals. And I gave him a lot of evidence as to what Josh had done before he came to Damascus as our guest. He'd only been there a week, and we all wanted to take advantage of the fact that I had a 10 days vacation from my teaching job and in Damascus, and we decided to go to northern Iraq, and we really felt that what we were doing was safe. We knew other people that had traveled to the region. As far as I know, this is the only bad, you know, tragic situation for Americans in that region for a very, very long time.
When you were speaking with President Ahmadinejad and he was concerned about your mother's health when you were away, you are conciliatory to him, likely for many, many reasons, but is there an element of cynicism at all since he is very much responsible for your being in prison in the first place and causing the kind of stress not only on you but on your family?
To be honest, in a situation like this, I don't think anyone can say who's making the decisions and who's responsible. I mean, this is a huge problem between two countries that has been going on for decades. And Shane, Josh, and I had something very bad happen to us, and it's still going on. And this is, for me, not the time for cynicism, and it's not the time for blame. It's really the time to seize an opportunity to improve this situation.
Let me turn now to Laura Vital. When you talk to Sarah and hear her sentiments and what it's been like over the past year in this prison in Iran, a notorious prison, it must be a source of comfort for lots and lots of reasons, including the fact that she's your only link to your son. Do you feel as though having the details of his life, that he was in this cell that, Sarah, you've said is about 5 feet by 10 feet, living with another person, in fact, in this case, Shane Bauer, does having those images make his imprisonment harder, or do you feel like the contact basically usurps any other kind of feeling?
Yes, I'm very reassured. I mean, Sarah has just seen Josh and Shane 2 weeks ago, and I haven't seen him for 4 months. So, yes, I listen to every word Sarah says so carefully, and I'm so thrilled that she's with us. But in that same excitement, I'm heartbroken that Josh and Shane are not with us.
And Cindy Hickey, mother of Shane Bauer, is in some ways is not knowing a little easier than knowing the conditions they're under?
I tend to be a person that wants to know, so I'm very grateful to Sarah to have passed some of that information on. However, my son is still in prison. He's innocent. He needs to be home. I'm more driven than ever to help secure the release of Shane and Josh. We hired an attorney, an Iranian attorney, Ms. Awad Shafi, back in December. They told us that they have a good judiciary system. We honored that. We hired an attorney, and we need things to move forward.
Sorry, let me just ask you about that. Is your direction now in moving forward, because both of you have been active, Laura and you, Cindy, is your direction different now that Sarah's out? Do you know more? Do you have kind of a different motivation?
No, this is Cindy. We really don't. You know, I haven't talked to my son since May 21st when I left. The last we know is Sarah's release and that there were charges brought against them. There's no more information than that. So, again, we're in this black hole, which we're very accustomed to being in, and that's what's very frustrating. We in no way as families can move forward in any way until this is over.
Sarah, let me go back to you. You are freed on bail right now. Are you expected to return to Iran to stand trial at any point?
Well, I hope that doesn't have to happen. But if, as we approach, you know, the trial, if that happens, I will consider it very seriously.
Consider going back very seriously?
Yeah.
Do you have a choice in the matter? Is there any way they can compel you to go back?
From what I understand, it is my choice. But I really don't have the details on that.
Final question. Sarah, do you feel like you, as you redouble your efforts, you can celebrate at all? Can you enjoy your freedom?
I've had my moments, you know, but they've been brief. Like, really, I'm in the position that the families have been in all along now. Every day is anxiety and fear and uncertainty and no guarantees. And in as much as it's obviously 10,000 times better to be able to walk freely in the world, the best word, we talked about this in prison, is egress. Like, I can come and go as I like, but my heart and my mind are not free. My heart and my mind are still there with Shane and Josh.
You know, this is Cindy. One thing we need not only people, governments from around the world to cry out about this injustice, and always there's information as we get it on our website, freethehikers.org.
Right. We're almost there. Sarah's released. We need Josh and Shane home. These are two young men, 28 years old, American. We need another humanitarian effort to bring them home.
We wish you all luck. Sarah Short, Laura Fatale, and Cindy Hickey, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.